Welcome back to another episode of I'm No Rookie. We're all about helping to motivate, inspire therapists, practitioners who are within the beauty, spa and wellness industry and are looking to pivot into the education sector. For those that don't know, my name is Ayo and I've been in the beauty and wellness industry for 20 plus years, 13 years, well actually 14 years now as an educator and 9 years in digital marketing. So I kind of know what I'm talking about. So today is all about that transition from therapist to educator. So this episode is all about beyond the treatment room. So I want to ask you this. Have you spent years perfecting your skills as a therapist or manager in our industry? What if I told you that your expertise could open doors for a whole new career as a beauty and wellness educator? But have you ever thought about leaving the comfort confines of the treatment room to become a mentor, maybe an educator, a beacon of knowledge? Well, it's not just a dream. It can become reality if you're serious. That's right. To those that are therapists and managers, it's time to broaden your horizons, embrace change, and embark on a journey towards becoming an inspiring teacher, instructor, and trainer. First, let's explore the mindset shifts required for this transformation. So as a therapist, you kind of mastered the art of healing with your hands. As an educator, you harness the power of your mind and your heart. In the treatment room, our focus is on clients, their well-being, relaxation, and rejuvenating them. We use nurturing language, ensuring that our clients feel comfortable and cared for. As educators, our language needs to evolve. We must learn to communicate with clarity, authority, guiding future beauty and wellness professionals towards excellence. It's about being the mentor who inspires the next generation. So now let's talk about audits. So in the treatment room, we perform meticulous skin or wellness assessments. As educators, our audits take a different form. So we assess the progress and growth of our students, and we want to make sure that they're grasping and understanding the concepts. Are they confident in their abilities? Our audits become tools for empowerment, helping us tailor our teaching to their unique needs. Let's also talk about transferable skills. So transferable skills kind of serve as a foundation. So here are kind of key transferable skills that therapists can seamlessly transition into their new role as an educator, no matter what, if you're going to be a teacher, trainer, or an instructor. So let's talk about skill number one, that first transferable skill, effective communication. As a therapist, you kind of honed in your ability to listen actively and communicate with empathy. So these skills will now allow you to connect with your students, inspire them, and provide clear guidance. Your knack for understanding your clients' needs and offering tailored recommendations will help you to mentor, support your students effectively. Your words become a source of motivation and learning. Let's talk about transferable skill number two, empathy and compassion. Therapists are known for their compassionate care. This empathy translates into creating a nurturing and understanding environment for your students, helping them to kind of feel safe to explore and learn. Your empathy allows you to connect with your students on a deeper level, helping them to overcome challenges and grow both personally and professionally. Skill number three, problem-solving skills. In the treatment room, the therapist often encounters unique challenges that require quick thinking and problem solving. These skills will serve you well as an educator when guiding students through their learning journeys. Your ability to analyze situations, find solutions, and adapt to various learning styles will make you an effective mentor, ensuring that your students are successful. Transferable skill number four. Attention to detail. Therapists are meticulous in their work, paying attention to client needs and safety. This attention to detail is invaluable as an educator, ensuring that students receive comprehensive training. Your commitment to detail means that your students will receive thorough and accurate instructions, setting them up for excellence in their future careers. Transferable skill number five, adaptability. So we know that the beauty and wellness industry is ever evolving, and therapists are used to adapting to new treatments, new technologies, new trends. This adaptability will serve you as an educator, keeping your teaching methods current and relevant. Your openness to change allows you to stay updated with industry trends and incorporate the latest knowledge into your curriculum, ensuring that your students are well prepared for their field. Having explored the five core transferable skills that bridge the gap between therapy and education, we've kind of uncovered the profound transformation that not only just in our roles, but in our communication. It's like learning a new language, one that expands our ability to inspire and guide. As we pivot from hands-on healing touch from that therapy to the mentorship and leadership of education, how does our language evolve to reflect the new landscape? So the terms we use, the language we speak, become a vessel for our knowledge and the tools of our trade. So let's dive into the fascinating shifts, exploring the key terms that mark our journey from therapist to educator. So this exploration is not just about new vocabulary, it's about embracing a new way of thinking, of kind of interacting, and ultimately of impacting lives. So, language number one. So from therapists, we say consultations, meaning for therapists, the process of assessing a client's needs, concerns, and health history to kind of recommend the most suitable treatments. If we transition that into educator, we use the term assessment. So where educators evaluate students' knowledge, skills, and learning needs to tailor their teaching approach. Another word that's used, conscious indications. So the meaning for therapists is identifying reasons or conditions that make a particular treatment potentially harmful for a client. If you transition from educator, it becomes learning barriers. This is where you're going to identify factors that may hinder the student's ability to learn or participate and develop strategies to overcome them. Another key word is treatment plan, meaning for therapists, a tailored plan for a client combining various treatments to achieve the best results, right? Transition to educator, it evolves into the curriculum development. So planning an educational program that combines different teaching methods and subjects to meet learning objectives. You see where we're going with this? Another key word is product knowledge. So meaningful therapists is understanding the features, the benefits, application of products using treatments. Transition that into educator, we use the word educational materials, where the focus is on creating or selecting content and resources that support the learning objectives and enhance students' understanding. And then last keyword I'm going to use, or two keywords I'm going to use, is client follow-up. So for therapists, it means checking in with clients after treatments to assess outcomes and advice on aftercare. Whereas for an educator, it becomes feedback and evaluation, where educators provide students with constructive criticism and assessment of their progress, guiding further learning. So these terms kind of illustrate the transition from hands-on, kind of client-focused language or therapy to the educational student-centered language of teaching. And understanding these terms and their kind of implications can help therapists navigate their new roles as educators more effectively, bridging the gap between the two professions. As we draw close to this conversation, I want to take a moment to reflect upon this episode and give you a little summary for those that are listening towards the end and maybe you missed parts. From the nurturing hands of therapy to the guiding light of education, we've kind of explored the transformative path that lies before us. So we're looking at not just for students, but for ourselves as we evolve from skilled therapists to inspirational educators. Remember, your skills, your compassion, and your dedication to wellness pave the way for a future where we empower the next generation. Your journey beyond the treatment room is not just a transition, it's kind of a chance to reshape the beauty and wellness industry from the ground up. And as we wrap up today's episode, I encourage you to share this journey with others who might be standing at the same crossroads, wondering if they too can make the leap. So share this podcast, leave a review, and let's spread the word that it's never too late to pivot towards a new horizon. And if you're feeling inspired, curious, or just want to kind of chat about what exciting journeys could be ahead of you, I'm only a DM away. So feel comfortable to message me on Instagram, Pivoting to Wellness, or on LinkedIn as Aya Bangboche. Thank you for joining me today, for taking the time to dream, to explore, and to consider the endless possibilities that awaits you. Until next time, keep shining, keep inspiring, and remember, you're no rookie in the game of life.